This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idsty, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, John. I understand this is our last week doing the puzzle together.
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, I've really enjoyed it during the past month. So remind us of the challenge you left our listeners with last week.
Yes, it came from listener David Ellis Dickerson of New York City. I said, take the name of an aquatic animal in two words, six letters in the first word, four letters in the second. Remove the first letter of each word. The remaining eight letters in order will spell a word that might describe an animal that is not aquatic. What's the animal and what's the word?
And the answer is?
Well, the animal is a harbor seal. Drop the initials and you get arboreal, which means tree-dwelling.
We had about 1,100 entries this week. Not bad going. And out of those entries, we have a winner. He's from Houston, Texas. Hello, Jeff Jacott. Congratulations.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Will.
And what do you do down in Houston, Jeff?
I'm an assistant professor of bioengineering at Rice University and Texas Children's Hospital.
And how long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
I solved it almost immediately. I was driving back from breakfast with my five-year-old son and heard it on the radio and went about it kind of backwards. I tried to think of the eight-letter adjective that couldn't describe an aquatic animal, and arboreal came to me almost the first thing I thought of.
Very, very clever. And are you ready to play today?
I am.
Okay, Will, meet Jeff. Let's play.
All right, Jeff, I have a feeling you're going to be good at this because it involves anagrams. Every answer today is the name of a card game. You name the games from their anagrams. For example, if I said this, T-H-I-S plus W, you would say whist.
Okay.
All right, number one is rope, R-O-P-E plus K.
Poker.
Poker is it. Number two, rebid, R-E-B-I-D plus G.
Rebid?
Rebid.
Okay, so it can't be cribbage.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
It's the R-E-B-I-D plus G.
Bridge.
Bridge is it. Stare, S-T-A-R-E plus H.
Hearts.
Hearts is it. Cheer, C-H-E-E-R plus U.
Euchre.
That's it. Passe, P-A-S-S-E plus D as in dog.
Spades.
Spades is it. Add oil, A-D-D-O-I-L, plus M, as in Mary.
Old maid.
Old maid is it. Pinhole, P-I-N-H-O-L-E, plus C, as in Charles.
This one seems tough.
I've got that one, actually, if you need any help. But
okay.
Just keep thinking about it. I bet you'll get it.
Pinnacle.
Pinnacle, good. In my mug, that's I-N-M-Y-M-U-G plus R.
Gin rummy.
That's it?
That's excellent.
How about rice bag, R-I-C-E-B-A-G plus B as in boy.
That's cribbage.
There's your cribbage. Zesty cigar, Z-E-S-T-Y C-I-G-A-R plus H. It's a two-word name and a popular card game among kids.
Kids.
It's got a Z in it. That's unusual.
It is. I'm having trouble with this one.
I'm afraid I can't help you either.
I stumped you both. Okay, I'll tell you, it's Crazy Eights.
Oh, Crazy Eights.
Yeah.
Okay, last one is Motel Heads. M-O-T-E-L-H-E-A-D-S plus X.
Is it one word?
It's two words, and it's a card game you see on TV.
Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em is it. Nice job.
All right, great work, everybody.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was. Jeff, you did a great job.
Thank you.
I knew you'd be good.
Thank you. Well, I really love this chance. I've admired all your puzzles for years, Will.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Great work, Jeff. And for playing our puzzle today, Jeff, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games that you can read about at npr.org/puzzle. What member station do you listen to down there in Houston?
KUHF.
KUHF, that's great. Jeff Jacot of Houston, Texas, thanks for playing the puzzle with us this week.
Thank you.
And Will, please give us the challenge for next week.
Yes, it comes from listener Ed Pegg Jr., who runs the website mathpuzzle.com. Rearrange the 12 letters of air cushioned to name a person in the media, first and last names. Who is it? So again, the word is air cushioned, AIRCUSHIONED. Rearrange these letters to name a person in the media, first and last names. Who is it?
All right. And when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shores. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, John.